coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I absolutely love that guy. Check this out, folks. An East Palo Alto, California police detective, Roderick Tuason, makes explosive statements about lawful open carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens on a Facebook page. The reaction was immediate and far-reaching, making national news within hours, sparking an internal investigation in East Palo Alto, with some people calling for the officer to be fired for his head to roll. I touched on the topic last week during the Armed American Radio Roundtable with my guests Masad Ayoub and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Tonight I'll dissect the topic with my first guest, Mr. John Taylor, who started a Facebook page of his own calling for the detective's ouster. But before we get to that, I'd like to welcome our newest affiliate, fittingly, of all places, folks, Northern California's AM 840, The Patriot, KMPH, in Modesto, California, covering Modesto, Merced, with tentacles reaching out west into the East Bay area, and as far north as Sacramento down to San Jose, and points in between and points unknown. You gotta love it. Californians, your prescription for freedom has been filled, much to the chagrin of your liberal politicians and your liberal media outlets. Armed American Radio has arrived. Now walk with me here, freedom-loving Californians, in lockstep as we embark together on this unbelievable, incredible journey of freedom. You are now and forever a part of the Armed American Radio family, where together we'll make no apologies for and focus on the topic of lawful armed self-defense, your God-given and constitutionally recognized right to keep and bear arms, whether they like it or not. The Second Amendment means what it says. It says what it means. You know it, and they know it. Welcome to the program. Welcome. Let's get started. First, if you'd like to participate in the broadcast today, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 gets you on the air live. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org brings you into the studio emails, and tweet me at twitter.com/AARmark. Any of those three will work for you, okay? So feel free to light the phones up in the first hour. We've got a dynamite lineup today. Mr. John Taylor, who I mentioned in my opening little monologue there, welcoming California, who, by the way, California, you scored 79 out of 100 points on the Brady's state gun law scorecard. 79 out of 100. I guess you're the safest state in the nation, aren't you, with a score like that? Woohoo! Yeah, 79 out of 100. Utah, you got a zero. How dare you? And we'll talk about that with the Mad Ogre, George Hill, during the roundtable. Now get this. After John Taylor, we're going to talk a little bit more about open carry with three guests that are in studio with me today. And that's going to be an awful lot of fun because these three folks thwarted an armed robbery because they were lawfully armed. And that's a beautiful thing. So we'll touch on that. Also, get this, the Bonehead of the Week Award, you're going to love it, and my guest in the roundtable will be Mr. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers. He has agreed to come on today to talk about his appearance on Fox News this week, and that's going to be an awful lot of fun, so you're in for a good one. First off, before I bring my guest in, I want to read some emails. We had a whole bunch of them come in. So I'm gonna get to them. I haven't been able to over the past few weeks. Let's go ahead and grab a couple of them. Mr. Walters, thanks for what you do. I discovered you and your program when you came to Detroit. I live in Flint, about 60 miles south. I can't remember how I heard about it, but I'm glad I did. Before I heard the first broadcast, I was poking around your website and discovered your and Kathy Jackson's book, Lessons from Armed America. I've been lucky in the past by judging a book by its cover, and again, I came out on the winning side. Completely enjoyed your book. It was hard putting it down at work breaks when lunches ended. It now rests, get this, between God, Guns, and Rock and Roll and The Bias Against Guns by John Lott. Of course, the first one, folks, is Ted Nugent's book. Two other examples, he says, of my success on cover judging. That's great. My coworkers want to borrow it. I directed them to where they could purchase their own, so I really appreciate that. And he goes on to say he's had a carry permit for many years, starting when he worked at an armored truck company. And he's teaching his youngest kid, and I'll paraphrase, and I'll get right to it. My youngest is learning too. Mostly she wants to do everything her big sis does. The family knows dad sits facing the door when out for dinner, etc. I'm trying to prepare them for when they're on their own, and shows and books like yours help me do just that. First time writing to a radio station or an author, but in short time I've been listening. I feel like we're friends, or at least the guy I see at the range all the time. Keep up the good work. I'm a huge fan and apparently long-winded on the keyboard. Thanks, Reese. Reese's two daughters, Melissa, 16, and Amy, 8. That's great to see them getting training. That's the gist of that letter. So keep up the great work, Reese. Appreciate that very much. And this one was really good, too. Hello, Mark. Your show of February 7th with Larry Pratt, of course, the executive director of Gun Owners of America, was a great show. I suggest the next time you have Larry Pratt on, soon, you set aside at least 2 hours for him. He articulates Second Amendment issues very well. Thanks, Calvin Fowler. Calvin, thanks for the directive, my man. We'll let Mr. Pratt come on as much as his schedule will allow, I can assure you, but he will be back on the air with us. My favorite for the week that came in. Mark, I'm in Ohio and listen regularly to the live broadcast on my computer, or if it happens to be away, catch it on the podcast. Can't compliment you enough for these excellent programs. I'm a USCCA and NRA member, concealed carry permit holder, and approaching my 81st birthday. Your work is more important than you can possibly imagine. Keep it up. That's Bob Ellis. Bob, that was the funnest email to get all week. I appreciate that very much. Congratulations on approaching your 81st birthday, and congratulations for packing heat, my friend, lawfully wherever you go. And last but not least, can you do a show on what our country would be like if there were no gun control? I have lived in the lovely socialist state of Maryland most of my life and have lived in Virginia for the past year and am loving my freedoms. Are there any areas or countries where there is no gun control, and what is it like? That's from Bob. Bob is obviously in Virginia. Bob, I'll tell you what, thanks for the email. We'll take that into consideration, and we will certainly do that on some upcoming broadcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to get to the bonehead of the week this week. Man, you're not going to believe this. These guys throw this stuff at me up to the last second every single week. And I had originally picked it out. Listen to this article that appeared in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution this week. City asks state for authority to restrict gun sales. That's the title of the column in the AJC on February 15th, Monday this past week. And it goes on to say, the Atlanta City Council voted without opposition Monday for legislation requesting state lawmakers to allow cities to restrict where guns are sold. Now, that's important because state representative, Councilman Michael Julian Bond, the lead sponsor of the legislation, listen to what he says. If we can help them understand it's not about restricting their rights, Bond said in an interview, then maybe we can begin to have a healthy conversation. Am I missing something here, ladies and gentlemen? City asks state for authority to restrict gun sales. The Atlanta City Council voted without opposition Monday for legislation requesting state lawmakers to allow cities to restrict where guns are sold. But guess what, folks? If we can get them to understand it's not about restricting their rights. Now, that definitely qualifies for the bonehead of the week. However, we have a better one. Sean, do we have time to run the clip?
Yes.
Let's go for it.
If a mayor of a city, or a governor of a state has a state of emergency, all right? And you hear that all the time. We're going to put a state of emergency here. And we have a city that's out of control like we had in the 60s. And you remember some of those riots, I'm sure. And they say, you know, we're going to impose a curfew. You can't go out after 11 o'clock. You can't have a gun out in public. You can't do this. You can't assemble. And, you know, because we have a out of control situation, you're telling me that you're going to tell your people not to obey those laws?
I would say that disarming an average law-abiding citizen blanket like that.
No state of emergency. I'm just talking state of emergency.
Okay, so you call it state of emergency. Call it what you want. It's still unconstitutional.
That's a pretty extreme position. All right, let me ask
you. Folks, that was Bill O'Reilly this week on Fox News on the number one rated cable show, The O'Reilly Factor. And he told Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, that that was an extremist position. Extremist, that a mayor should not suspend our constitutional rights, specifically our Second Amendment rights, because of the weather. Think about that for a few minutes. So Bill O'Reilly, pinhead or bonehead, you make the call, but he wins the award. And as he says on the O'Reilly Factor, we'll let you decide. I side with bonehead. Coming up after the first break, I'm going to bring in our first guest, John Taylor, who started a Facebook group page calling for the ouster of that East Palo Alto, California detective, Roderick Tuason. And we're going to dissect what was said, what was happening out there, and what it means to everybody. Because we all have police forces in our local area. And this program is good friends with law enforcement. This program will not take, nor will I take, a position either way. I simply want you to hear what's happening. You make the call. Decide how you wish. And stick around. California, Modesto, and all points in between. Welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
Back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
That's right. We're talking about guns and ammunition. I love that guy, California. Isn't that great? That's John Young. He has got it going on. You know, I told this story once before that I got in the elevator with that guy one time, and I said, "Hi, how you doing?" I didn't know who it was, and I heard him say, "Hi, I'm doing fine." I said, "Oh, wow, you're that guy." That's when I knew it was him. It was beautiful. I loved it. I'd like to welcome to the program Mr. John Taylor. John Taylor started a Facebook group page calling for Tuason, Detective Tuason in East Palo Alto, California, calling for his ouster on those explosive comments on the Facebook page. John, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man. You're on the air with us.
Good evening, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing, man. I appreciate you taking the time out tonight. You know, I'm on your page now.
Thank you.
And you guys have got, the first time I looked at it, you were 300 or 400. You're up about 4,700 members now, huh?
Yeah, we're right there near 5,000.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's, you know, I read those comments last week. I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to the show last week, but I read the entire spread.
Okay.
The Facebook spread. And I want to make it very clear that myself personally and Armed American Radio are not taking a position here. Okay, I just simply, we're reporting what's going on out there because it's Armed American Radio. And open carry is an issue, one that, you know, I take personally a middle-of-the-road stance on. I've open carried. I'm open carrying right now. Okay?
Don't let Detective Tossin find you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, based on what we heard. John, tell the listener what it was that sparked you, a little bit about you, who you are, and how this thing got started, and what really tweaked you on this.
Well, Mark, I mean, let me first say this. I'm an average American. I'm an entrepreneur, and I have my own business, and I just, you know, go about the business of my everyday life. Now, in my spare time, I do volunteer a little bit of time to some Second Amendment causes because I believe it's very important. And the priority of the Second Amendment plays a special role in my life because I was in L.A. when it burned down back in the 90s. So it's very poignant to me. I know what can happen when order is lifted from a society. So I keep an eye on the Second Amendment. So, you know, a couple days ago, I was going looking at the Drudge Report, and the article popped up there. And I just, as I read through it, my blood just began to boil. And it was just a situation that called out for some attention. And I went to the web, to Facebook, to see if I could find the detective's page, and it looked like he had taken it down. And so I thought that, you know, the next best step would be to create a new page that spoke out on this issue.
Okay, and you speak out it did, because within hours, your page was splattered all over FoxNews.com, am I right?
Yeah, I was contacted by the reporter that night, and he said he was going to do a story, and he asked me for some quotes.
Okay, and I, of course, saw that, as did many, many, many hundreds of thousands of other people, because that has been spreading across the Internet like wildfire. And tell me now, when the site first, let's go back to Fox News. What did Fox News want to talk with you about? How did they start the conversation?
Well, he was basically concerned. He wanted to know how I'd heard about the story and why it was upsetting to me, and he wanted some quotes. And so I gave him my thoughts, and you know, he seemed like somebody. You know, sometimes when you talk to reporters, no offense, you see them taking one side or the other. And he seemed like he was coming across in a pretty straightforward manner, and I think his article was pretty straightforward. So,
yeah, his article was good. I've got a copy up in front of me. I've read it a number of times, and you're right, a reporter taking sides. Come on, that's not objectivity. Reporters are objective, John.
Well, sometimes when you give somebody a quote, you have no idea, you know, how it's going to be, the context is going to be used later, so.
Well, yeah, you're right, and I think Tuason's finding that out the hard way about right now, isn't he?
He would be.
You know, let's talk about this for a little bit. As a business owner for many years, I've seen a lot of my employees getting trouble with emails, and I've coached a lot of them over the years. You know, if you want to put your thoughts in an email, go ahead, go home and think about it, wake up next morning and reread it before you click that send button. Now, in this case, we're talking about a Facebook page of what somebody, quote-unquote, I believe one of his superiors says, we have to be cognizant of the fact of his First Amendment rights, which we do. I'm all for that, believe me.
Absolutely.
However, I don't think anything on the internet is private, and I think he just found that out.
He found it out in a big way.
And, yeah, he did.
You know, everybody has a right to have a Facebook page and to get on there and make jokes with friends and to have some levity in their life. And everybody has a right to the First Amendment. But as you go through Detective Tawson's postings, there are some very concerning statements in there, statements that not only just go to his general mindset and his cynical outlook about our Second Amendment and the right to carry, but he says, in fact, that he put somebody on the ground because they were carrying. And that, to me, sounds a lot like, and I'm not a California attorney, but to me, as an American, it sounds a lot like targeting, harassment, and intimidation of a citizen who was pretty obviously agitating for his Second Amendment rights in East Palo Alto.
Let's go ahead and read the quote you're referring to. I believe you're referring to the one quote, because I think that a lot of it was benign, but there's a couple quotes in here that I think got him in trouble. And the first one that I believe you're referring to now is, "Sounds like you had someone practicing their Second Amendment rights last night," Tawson wrote. If I'm pronouncing his name wrong, I apologize. "Should have pulled the AR out and pruned them all out. And if one of them makes a furtive movement," and then he puts ... 2 weeks off. Now, we all know that what he's referring to with the 2 weeks off is the paid administrative desk duty,
right,
after an officer-involved shooting. Now, you know, the other quote that he gave was, ha-ha, we had one guy last week try to do it.
Right.
Referring to a Redwood City man who strolled into the Mi Pueblo Food Center in East Palo Alto on January 27th with a gun on his hip. And Tawson says he got proned out and reminded where he was at, and that blank will jack him for his gun in a heartbeat. Now, you know, some of these comments, as you and I talked off-air yesterday and the day before, an email is a very benign, very dry form of communication that invokes no emotion and no tone and no inflection in the voice. And I could read that email in such a way, should have pulled the AR out and proned them all out. And if one of them makes a furtive movement, man, 2 weeks off. You know, I can say that with inflection various different ways. So are we sure what he meant by that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that as a law enforcement officer, self-identified law enforcement officer, publishing information on the internet, he has got to take a very careful approach in the statements he makes. Now, whether he was joking, whether he was not joking, whether he was deadly serious, that's not really something that we can determine, as you say, because there's no inflection there. But put it this way: if this officer was on Facebook using the N-word, nobody would care about the inflection of his statement.
You're absolutely correct about that. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back in just a couple minutes. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Please reach out to us in the studio tonight if you're interested in participating on the broadcast. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Come on, California, light them up. We're going to talk about you again here for the next half hour or so. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, mark at armedamericanradio.org. We've got a couple emails coming in, a little off topic, so we'll answer them off air. You got something you want to talk about with this particular topic, feel free to shoot it over. Twitter.com/AARmark will get you to my producer who is monitoring the Twitter account. Sean does a bang-up job. Check this out, California Brady State Gun Law Scorecard. 79 out of 100 points, baby. Once again, California holds the top spot with the nation's strongest gun laws that help combat the illegal gun market, prevent the sale of guns without background checks, and reduce risks to children, according to the Brady Campaign. In the organization's 2009 state records scorecards, released for all 50 states, California earned the top spot, 79 points out of a total 100. In 2009, California further strengthened its laws by passing legislation to regulate the sale of handgun ammunition in the state. Governor Schwarzenegger, Rhino, signed AB 962, sponsored by Assemblymember Kevin DeLeon, Democrat, Los Angeles. Imagine that. It was the top priority of the California Brady campaign chapters and Women Against Gun Violence. Folks, looking at that, California is a crime-free state. John, thoughts on that? Mr. Taylor, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What do you think about that, man? 79 out of 100 points. California gets the top spot, bro.
Yeah, I lived in California for about 8 years when I was in the military and when I got out, and I can tell you it's not crime-free.
Oh, sure it is. Come on now. That gun control, that stuff works out there. But San Francisco residents can tell us that. Los Angeles residents, come on.
Yeah, well, I would have to disagree.
Yeah, me too. That's why there's a little chuckle and a little bit of laughter in there. You know, I'm broadcasting from Georgia where we scored an 8. And later on tonight, George Hill will be joining us. George scored a whopping 0. I'm just very disappointed in Utah that, you know, they just scored a 0 for crying out loud. Florida got a big 6. And get this, Illinois, what do you think Illinois scored?
5.
0 to 10, they scored 10. Illinois.
10 in terms of bad?
Yeah, 10 in terms of the Brady. You got to reverse that in our lingo, right? If you reverse that, 10 being, bad for the Brady's, good for us. Take a look at Chicago. We all know what goes on up there with the Daily Machine. You know what I mean?
I tell you, a sad state is Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, Daly's out of there, or what's his name up there? Doyle is out of there next year. And I have a funny, sneaking feeling that we're going to be talking about welcoming Wisconsin to lawful concealed carry in the very, very near future. You know, they've passed that twice up there, only to have it vetoed, and one vote failing to override that veto on a turncoat legislator up there who, I guess, didn't want to tick off a governor, you know. But Wisconsin's going to be joining the ranks soon, and, you know, we're in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, St. Paul, WWTC is listening to us, so we're eking our way out there, John.
We'll keep up the fight.
Hey, man, let's go back to Tossin for a couple more minutes here, okay?
Sure.
What do you want to do here? What do you want to see happen? I understand that this is under investigation by the East Palo Alto Police Department, correct?
It is. And the mayor is waiting to get his bite at it when their investigation is complete.
All right. I'm going to ask you to be a little bit prophetic here. What do you think is going to happen, and what do you think should happen?
Well, let me be real clear. We had talked a little bit about the content of his statements, and in my non-legal opinion, because I'm not an attorney, as a citizen, I'd like to understand if when he says he proned this guy out and reminded him about owning guns and all this, I would like to know if the reason that he began his interview with that subject and proned him out was simply because he had a weapon, which is legal in that town. And if true, then I think that sounds a lot like targeting and intimidation. And then the second one is this issue of telling his buddies that he should shoot them if they make any, he doesn't say shoot. He says, he alludes to the fact that that if they make a furtive movement, they'll get 2 weeks off. So I'd like to know what his intention and what the meaning of that statement was. And I think that he should be held accountable.
How do you define hold accountable in this situation? Are you calling for his ouster?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, interestingly, we had Masad Ayoub on this program last week. Masad's a great friend of the program, and of course, Masad is a lifelong law enforcement officer, and he had a really interesting take. And his take was that the easiest way to describe this is new to California, although the law is on the books. We should be very clear here that California allows open carry of an unloaded handgun. Now, my personal opinion, because I can give it, is that that's dangerous. I do not believe, and I will use Mossad's description, that an openly displayed handgun is a show of force because it is a deadly weapon, that it is, in fact, a show of force. Now, law enforcement agencies throughout California, according to Mossad, and he's right here, have not really, this is new to them is what his description was, that they have not had an opportunity to talk amongst themselves and so forth. So I'm kind of getting away from what Tuason said here.
Sure.
But going into the bigger picture, okay?
Right.
So kind of walk with me here a little bit, and let's talk about it. That these agencies have not had an opportunity to talk. Now, the open carry movement is gaining, as you well know, a big head of steam nationwide. And Mossad's viewpoint is that open carry should be legal in all 50 states. He'd like to see that. Of course, I would too. Now, and I mean unpermitted open carry.
Sure.
All right. And I think the results of the McDonald case coming up with the hearing in front of the Supreme Court on the 2nd and their decision coming up probably in July or August, or I would imagine July, will probably help point us in that direction. But for the time being, Californians, this is new. And according to Mossad, these folks, that this is a standard law enforcement reaction, that when someone has a deadly weapon on their side, it's new to the officer. They don't see this like they do in Arizona open carry every day. And they're responding to what they believe may be a threat, that it is standard procedure to prone him out. And if there is a furtive movement with somebody laying there with a gun, that is the reaction. What are your feelings on that?
That's not acceptable in the United States of America. That's just flat not acceptable. The law says that they can carry. The officers and the department should be up to date on the law, and they should not be targeting and harassing citizens who are clearly... Now, Mark, you and I both know that if California had an open carry law, if California had a proper concealed carry system, that we would not have Second Amendment agitators out there wearing empty weapons on their hip. We both know that. And this is not about protection, and this is not about anything else other than citizens trying to agitate for their rights, just as if they were sitting at a soup kitchen or cafeteria asking for to be served back in the 1960s. These are people agitating for their civil rights.
John, I'm not going to disagree with you there. You're right. I believe that we find ourselves with about 20 seconds here before we go to a break. We'll continue this because it is it's a great conversation, and I like the direction this is going. We find ourselves in a situation, Californians particularly, in this particular case that we're talking about, find themselves in this situation because of the fact that these laws are so ludicrous, that the concealed carry laws are as asinine as they are. That these folks find themselves in this position. So stick with us, John. Hold on to that thought. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages to continue the conversation with John Taylor.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dream Support Moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Hey, California, we're back. We're back with John Taylor, who started a Facebook group page. I'll get that out yet. And in reference to East Palo Alto Detective Roderick Twason's comments about open carry and the reaction that garnered. John, before the break, we were talking about how I've got to give you this one. I agree with you on this. This is a result of people fighting for their freedoms. And sure. It's why we have Armed American Radio. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you for being here.
It's why we're here. It's what we're talking about week in and week out. And I feel for these folks. Now, California.
Maybe these officers, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to go just like they did when there was integration, just like there is when there's issues with other sensitivities out there. Maybe these officers need to go and sit down and have a sensitivity training class and get a little input from the National Rifle Association and have some community forums on what it feels like when you see a citizen carrying a gun. Maybe that's what these officers need to do out in California.
Well, I think that would be, good advice all around for a number of topics, just good community service.
It's come to this, though.
Well, it is sad. It is sad. It's sad that these comments were up there, but what it's done is it's opened up our eyes because law enforcement agents, of which we are friends with here on this program, one of my regular co-hosts, Mr. Rob Pincus, expert trainer and host of Best Defense TV, SWAT Magazine, SWAT TV, we have a lot of friends in law enforcement. Let's face facts. These guys get out there and put their life on the line every single day.
Absolutely.
For, very little money for what they do. They're dedicated to what they do, and 99% of all of them do an unbelievable job. And they're good people. I've had them in the studio with me on the broadcast.
And Mark, as you know, I'm a Homeland Security consultant. I work with law enforcement day in and day out. I work with some of the best officers around the country and around the world, and I hold law enforcement officers in very high esteem. So it gave me a lot of heartache to have to come out swinging against an officer.
Well, you have the right to do that. There's another amendment we have. above the second one, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you have the right to do that. And we have the right to talk about it on the air and hope that it benefits everybody involved. I'm not calling for Twosson's head. I'm calling for him to, you know, hey, man, understand the laws as they're written. I agree with you on that part. If that law is on the books, people need to learn that law. Different departments, they need to learn that law. However, I'm not in law enforcement. My life is not on the line all day out there every day. So I'm going to ride middle of the road on here. I completely understand. I have friends in law enforcement, and I know what they're up against day in and day out. And it is, for, you know, lack of a better term, a very thankless job. Nobody likes their meeting with law enforcement, for the most part.
Right.
It's going to wind up with a ticket, you know, or a lot worse, depending on what you were doing. So I completely understand what these guys are up against, these guys and gals are up against nationwide. It's a very thankless job. And they certainly deserve our assistance. But
Mark, the law-abiding gun owner, the law-abiding gun carrier is not the enemy of law enforcement.
No, they are law enforcement's friends. Now, what's going to happen is California is going to find this out as time progresses and time moves on. You know, let's take Arizona, for example, John. I traveled Arizona, yeah, I won't say quite frequently, not as frequently as I would like to. Let me put it that way, Tucson. I don't get there as much as I would like to. Kingman, Arizona, by the way, I'll take this opportunity to plug it in. Bullhead City, Arizona, KAAA and KZZZ, respectfully. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome. And, you know, Arizona, obviously a very gun-friendly state. There is legislation out in Arizona right now, as there is in Wyoming, to make Arizona and Wyoming. I believe Arizona. Hold off on that one. I may be mistaken. But definitely in Wyoming for Vermont-style and Alaska-style carry. Now, Anchorage, Alaska, you folks have got it going on. Wyoming, hopefully you will too. And this is what I'd like to see nationwide. Let's put it this way, John. Let me give you a visual. Let's take, and listener, pay attention to this here. I want you to visualize this. You got four people standing in front of you to the left. You got four people standing in front of you to the right. The four people on the left are criminals. They're criminals. They don't pay attention to the law. They're criminals by definition. They carry guns because they're criminals. The four folks to the right are law-abiding citizens. You strip those people of their rights. Who's left carrying the guns? This is common, basic common sense, John.
Absolutely.
Okay, you get this. And the scary part is the Brady campaign, they get it too, John.
Yep.
The Violence Policy Center, they get it too. Now, I've said before that the Freedom States Alliance, I don't know what they get. They're lunatics. But law enforcement gets it, too. And, you know, you've got bad cops, you've got bad doctors, you've got bad lawyers, you've got bad judges. There's someone from every walk of life and every profession in this country sitting in a jail cell somewhere.
Yep.
All right? We're human beings. And I think Twosson is waking up to the reality that, man, oh, man, he may not have meant what he said the way it came out. Emails are very dangerous in that respect. And we may never know, but, you know, I want to present both sides of this and let the listener make up their mind here.
Sure, Mark. I believe there's a lot of gun owners who wonder. They wonder in their own head if law enforcement truly supports the Second Amendment. And if you go to an NRA convention, you'll see a lot of law enforcement officers there supporting the Second. But unfortunately, this incident has sort of pulled the lid off a real ugly issue that we have to work out as a gun community with the law enforcement community, and it's something that's critically important. There have been a lot of other little stories that have popped up on the Facebook page, and let me just give out the web address. That's carrywatch.org. If you want to go to the Facebook page where we're addressing this issue, it's carrywatch.org. And several of the members have written me little stories, and there's issues out there that we've got to work together with law enforcement and understand each other better.
I think what this is going to do, the positive effects of this are going to be very far-reaching, especially out in California, especially not just, you know, there are portions of California, John, that, let's face facts, are just not going to get it, okay? But California is a very strange place when it comes to gun laws. Let's take, for example, the concealed carry. Twosson jokes about attending one of their meetings.
Right.
Okay. You want to go ahead and let the listener know what he said on that and just kind of paraphrase it?
Sure. the short version was that he goes to the meetings and laughs at citizens talking about their desire for a concealed carry permit.
Because it is so difficult to get because California is a shall issue state. Now, let me say this. When you get up into the valley and some of the other areas, okay, up into the Central Valley, California is very conservative outside the major cities. And when you have a concealed carry permit in California, you can carry in more places, get this, folks, in California with a California CCW than you can in Georgia. Think about that. Okay? And, of course, here in Georgia, we talk about that with our legislators on a regular basis. We're fighting that battle right now with a couple bills in the Georgia House and Senate in the legislative session this year. So this myriad of laws doesn't do anybody any good. It's a patchwork, it's a quilt work, and it's very difficult to figure out. But, John, don't you agree with me that this has opened up a dialogue that will have positive results in the long run?
Absolutely. And I think the fact that we've got 5,000 folks who have a real interest in addressing it, very specifically when law enforcement infringes on these carry rights, I think that the fact that we pulled 5,000 people together in about 48 hours who really take this issue seriously, I think that shows the underlying need for discussion.
Yeah, it does show the need for discussion. And I've had law enforcement on this program before, I would say middle of the year last year, back in May, I believe it was, with a friend of mine. And I challenged him on the issue that if I were, you know, what we're talking about here is the old, John, what is it called, the man with a gun call? Okay,
right.
You lift your arm up in a grocery store and your weapon is displayed inadvertently. Now, Ted Nugent was on this program 3 weeks ago on January 31st, and he made the comment, carry it concealed, don't openly display the firearm, don't let it print, nothing.
Right.
Okay, and that's his position. His position was, and believe me, nobody makes it any clearer than Uncle Ted when he is stating, and you agree with me there, no one makes it any clearer. And his position was open carry was bad in the sense that what it does is it makes you an easy target. And Mossad echoed that last week on Armed American Radio 2. Now, here's what you want to do, folks. You want to stick around with us for the second hour, because I have three guests in the studio with me right now looking at me who's lawfully openly carried firearms, John,
right,
thwarted a very serious armed robbery attempt. The perps were caught and are now sitting where they belong and admitted to law enforcement that their openly carried firearms kept them from committing the crime. We have 30 seconds. John, thank you so much for joining us. You got it. I appreciate it very much. Give the website out one more time real fast.
carrywatch.org. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. You'll be another guest on the program real soon.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we will be right back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.